following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I am Rebecca Miller, and Otto Loos is our co-host. And now we have Christina Liu, who is the radio show producer. We're going to catch up on what's going on in the town of North Hempstead and whatever else that the three of us feel like talking about. So let's start off by great guest, Christina. Really terrific, terrific producing as usual. Great information. I think we could have had Kathleen on for 5 hours. And
it's so true.
There were a lot of topics that we could have gone even deeper into.
Definitely. I mean, it's such a, falling is just such a, the top, you know, very topical of getting to all the different, you know, places that takes us, you know, with the home, setting up the home properly and making sure someone knows if you're alone, or there's just so many different things. So, you know, thanks to you, Christina, for bringing her on. And I definitely think we're going to be having her back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was certainly, she had such great information, and it was, as Otto, you knew I was sitting here, I was writing down, because it was very filled with golden nuggets.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just love, you know, I was thinking, you know, I'm always reflecting on the anniversary that's coming up, and I said, you know, a great project, and if I only had, you know, some spare time, it was just, you could really take, like, a little golden nugget from, like, each show that we have and, like, put it in a book. Because,
yeah.
I mean, there's really great tips, and when she, I was writing down about the fall prevention, you know, with the steps and putting the piece of tape.
Yeah.
You know, I love a quick and easy kind of solution to something, you know, that doesn't cost you some, you know, extravagant thing, but there's little kind of modifications that you can do.
Yeah.
And that, I have to say, that website, I will, we'll put it up at the end of this video so you can see, because there's a lot of great information.
You know, one of the little minor things, we got onto doctor visits at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. And advocating and whatnot. And I believe that, you know, you don't have to have somebody go with you on every doctor visit, but I do believe there are some doctor visits where you should have support with you on the doctor visit. And that person would be the one who takes notes and who might ask questions that you might be reluctant to ask. You know, and I can talk from personal experience, you know, that I believe there's a need for that, because sometimes you talk to people, they come home from the doctor, what did the doctor
Absolutely.
Say? Oh, I don't know, you know.
No, and I think that that's something for any age, you know.
Yeah.
I talk about
yes.
that all the time in my head. I know there's times that I've had to just go to a medical appointment and I'm in, like, pure panic, and your mind just kind of goes, you know, black. And, you know,
and you don't write anything down. And
right,
yeah.
You get home and you say, well, what happened? Gee, well, it was, you know, no, it was really 4 weeks, not 2 weeks
right,
or whatever.
Right.
You know, all kinds of inaccuracies in your memory. I believe that it's important to have another person, not on every
right.
visit, you know,
right.
but on some visits, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Addressing an issue.
One of the things that I love about having these prestigious agencies on, these senior focus agencies, is it's a little selfish for us. I feel like, well, you know, Project Independence is really doing it right, because it seems like we're doing so many,
yes.
every senior group that comes in.
I know you like want to sit there and feel good.
Like,
well, oh, we
let me tell
that.
You what we like, she was so, when I told her about even the doing the television fitness mm-hmm. classes, you know, well, we are, you know, how important it is that, you know, to acknowledge that we do have seniors that aren't going to get technologically savvy at a later point. I mean, a lot of them are, which is wonderful. So, I mean, just things like that. And it's like, okay, you know, we're doing this right. And our, of course, our circle of support, Otto, which you always talk about, mm-hmm. it is such what everybody has, all like their ways of doing a circle of support, but, you know, we kind of pull it together. So it just seems like, you know, we are doing it right. Not that we can't learn, because, you know, things are definitely changing, you know.
Of course. COVID,
seniors living so much longer, people in their 90s and 100s, we talk about a lot, is not unusual anymore, right? It used to be, you know, when you heard someone had a grandparent,
right,
you know, it's 90, it was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Today, it's like, you know, some people are still driving.
I say this all the time on the show, and I you can kind of gauge by, you know, the population we deal with, and you can see, and it's interesting because it's, I feel like a lot of younger people are signing up, you know, for like programs like the exercise program and stuff. And then, you know, the older senior is, because when the surveys come in and I'm looking at them and, you know, inputting the data that we like to keep track of, it's just amazing to see now that, you know, majority of the surveys coming in were, you know, like a late 80s, 90s plus, you know. Right. We had someone the other day that was like 100, and it was just amazing, you know, to really see that.
Right.
Now, the circle of support is a basic foundation, and I know one of these days we will have it digitized, and I might even ask a couple of people that I know, now that I think about it, who might have the capability of doing that.
So I started doing that, you know, when I have downtime, I play with it to kind of do, but I also, you know, Otto, I want to talk to you, you know, offline, obviously, because you had some great suggestions about, like, some little things we could even add to the circle of support. Some categories that might have just, you know, kind of come up, you know, at post-COVID.
Right. Well, it's definitely an evolving document.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think we talked about things like devices that you might need, you know, health-wise, like a hearing aid or glasses of some kind, where some people would be completely lost if they didn't have either of those. And there's probably lots of other things.
Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, because I've been working on our newsletter and stuff, and, you know, we were talking about that last week also about, you know, just the preparedness thing, and just it's really all aspects of preparedness. And, you know, I was saying in the Circle Support booklet, it's probably beneficial to have on the back page, you know, the kind of toolkit for, you know, you should have like your emergency kind of toolkit thing. Mm-hmm. This way it's all in kind of one document. You know, I'm all about the condensed, you know, document. You could listen, I know a lot of it is repetitive, right? And we've all heard it. I mean, you get it from all different angles of things that you need to do to be prepared. But I think that it's always good to have a little refresher, you know, and it might be something you didn't like necessarily think of. I mean, how many of us are putting together and you're like, oh my God, like I didn't even think, you know, I might need a battery for that thing, or this takes that kind of battery. You know, it's all kind of different things to kind of trigger something in your brain to remember.
I've actually been in my thinking and in my own home since the last time we had that on last week. I've been actually working on that on my end.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about it, a go kit and a stay deal.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Make a list of it. And how easy is it to get to what you have? I don't know if you have to have it all in one place. Like if you stay in your house because of a power failure, you're not going to have a kit in one place, but you do have to have cash somewhere. You do have to have canned food somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of thinking involved. And I thought that was a good segment, frankly, last week, you know.
It is, because like we said, like, I mean, we talk about this so much, but, you know, having an interview like that, you know, you like thought of certain things like, oh, wow, you know, like that's something I should think about. And listen, that's the point of the show, is to really kind of, you know, just
I'm going to actually look into Tai Chi after today.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
I'm making an announcement.
Well,
what
I'll give a
yoga?
Special shout out to
chair yoga?
Well,
John
I'm going to look on.
John Ryan
do
always
stuff.
Left because years ago when he started the show, we had on actually one of our instructors, Joe Panico, was on. And he was talking about Tai Chi, and John was so interested because it's very interesting, you know, like the mm-hmm. really the benefits and the proven benefits of it. And John went out and he was all gung ho. He bought those Tai Chi pants and he left because those Tai Chi pants are still, you know, like hanging. I said, well, that was the first step, you know, he got his pants. So, you know, John eventually hopes to get, you know, into the Tai Chi world, but he has his pants. So that's all that really matters.
I think that makes sense. I would go for wardrobe first.
Listen, I would have the alpha too, right? So you put me in any situation, I have to, ever since I was a little kid, you know, you get me and my brother together, you know, we have to always look the part of whatever, you know, role we're kind of playing that day.
See, I'm the other way. Do you really, like some people, when they go out to walk, they got to have like a walking outfit. Me, I just go walk. By the time I fiddle around,
right,
fiddle around with the outfit,
simple.
I'm
going to
walk.
I wish I had that kind of freedom, Otto, but I...
Yeah, well, you're in the business, basically.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and you... But like Tai Chi, I'm not going to get Tai Chi pants. I'm going to wear whatever pants I...
That's right, Otto. You know, whatever, you know, everyone's different. But I think that's a great thing. And you know, I always remember, too, you know, a couple of years ago, we had on... someone to talk about fall prevention, and one of the seniors that were there had a terrible fall and signed up for the fall prevention classes at Yes We Can Community Center. And he was saying, you know, he started off in the chair, you know, then he gradually stood up and held the chair, you know, because it gave support. And it's as the classes progressed, you know, he eventually didn't need that chair there anymore, you know, so it just shows you the true benefits. And listen, these are free programs, and it's just, it's exciting and it's wonderful that we're able to, you know, fingers crossed, to offer these. You know, the programs are starting at Yes We Can. I believe the Yes We Can Fridays are starting next week sometime.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And that's great because, you know, we unfortunately couldn't have that last year, and now we have that. So I just want to remind people that the exercise for balance and strength is going to be on Fridays at 9:30 a.m. That's Langone is providing those classes, and it's going to kick off September 24th.
And it's the same instructor will be coming
absolutely.
That came pre-pandemic.
Yes, and then you
and they have to register for that.
Yeah, after, and then after that, you have at 11 a.m. is What in the World is Going On, which is a world events discussion group, and that's the same moderator that we've always had, who's a PI volunteer. Dr. Rosenblatt will be doing that. And then, of course, the fabulous Color Me Calm, which Gia, who works in our department, she facilitates that program. That's at 12:30 p.m. But you need to register for this. And it's great. It's exciting that people can get together again. And the registrations have been really coming in, which is nice to see. So I highly recommend everyone signs up for that for Fridays.
That's wonderful.
You know, I have one that's
coming in.
That's not exercise, but because I walk in Tully a lot, I realize now that FEMA actually has set up an office because of Ida.
That's absolutely funny you said that, because...
Why do you think I said that?
Did I send you? Well, but, you know, I got a call, and I love, you know, my my radio family of co-hosts that unfortunately we don't get to see all the time because of this new kind of situation, but we're always in contact. And I love the random requests and questions that they reach out to me with. You know, it's like the go-to. It's like, we know you don't handle this, but like, you know, we're assuming you'll find the answer to it. So there was a robocall that the supervisor actually gave out last week about that. And what was wonderful is that communications, I reached out to them and they gave it to me in print. So this way, you know, if a senior has questions, they can kind of look at that. So Tully Park, at Tully Park, FEMA has set up to help people who suffered from the horrendous, that hurricane, Tropical Storm Ida. So that's over at Tully Park. And I'm glad, Otto, that you saw it in the flesh.
Now, in order to take advantage of that, you have to make a phone call and get a number of some kind.
Yes. Yep. Right. First, you need out to 1-800-621-3362, and you'll get a case number.
Okay, when we come back, maybe we can give that phone number again, but we do have to take a quick break. You've been listening to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio. We will be right back.